culture has a name for it. We call them imaginary friends.
Me and the girls went today in honor of Mama's birthday. That's right, my birthday is coming up March 17th. We got to start it early. But we went to the movies today and we saw the movie called Imaginary. This movie was off the chain.
How does it feel being back?
Good. I had such good memories here. Maybe my happy place can be our happy place.
I left you all alone down here.
It was just my imagination.
Full of so much metaphysical information. And I have to go ahead and discuss it now before it all slips away. You know, like once you've seen something and time goes by, you tend to forget it. So I wanted to go ahead and share everything that I saw in this movie with you guys before I forget. The movie was about a Negro American. I don't like to say African American because I know we're not African. So a Negro American female, and she was married to a Caucasian male who had two daughters. She must have been newly married because the stepdaughters in the beginning, both of them just did not like her. No matter how hard she tried to be nice to them, they were just very, very nasty, specifically the older daughter. She was just such a brat. She was just very short-tempered, very nasty with her, telling her that she doesn't matter, we don't need you, leave me alone, that kind of thing. Discussing that with my daughters, and I told them I believe that they had her overdo it so that you understand that that's how they treat the American Negro. The group that was really already here when they got here, but they lied and made you think you came from somewhere else and stole the history, put you guys under a whole spell. In the movie, she did not remember anything that happened to her in her childhood. And I believe that's exactly what they were showing you, is about how we don't remember who we are. We are disconnected from our ancestral energies and have been led to believe that we are unimportant. When in reality, she was the key to the whole thing. And as the movie goes on, it reveals this. So, long story short, the youngest daughter, she had an imaginary friend. The imaginary friend was a teddy bear. Now, the stepmother, she could see the bear from the beginning. No one else could see this bear, but that didn't come out till later on in the movie. So that's the first thing, to let you know that her pineal gland was wide open because she could see into the spirit realm. You know, with children of all nationalities, they're just automatically connected to the spirit. But most adults are calcified unless you have that unique spiritual ability to have that third eye that's already open, which is how she was. As the movie goes on, the psychologist warned her that all these kids keep saying that they have these imaginary friends, and shortly after she talks to them, they all end up disappearing and vanishing. So maybe like a couple of scenes later, the child vanishes. She disappears. The neighbor that lived next door, she was the babysitter of the American Negro woman when she was a little girl. And she remembered everything that happened in her history or her childhood, even though she did not remember. The Negro did not remember. So she had done research and she began to talk to her about different things and trying to basically jog her memory. But it took a little bit of time for the mother, the stepmother. It took her time to remember everything that happened because it had been suppressed so deep in her subconscious mind. Well, long story short, they had to end up doing a ritual. The spirit that had been working with the younger child the whole time had been giving her a recipe for a ritual to open the door.
I'm playing a new game with Chauncey.
The scavenger hunt list, that's fun.
Chauncey says you're not allowed to play with us.
Oh.
Because you left him. I need something happy.
Something happy?
Ugh. I thought bugs freaked you out.
If I can finish my list, Chauncey will take me on a trip to the place he's from.
Into the Never Never Land. Basically, the imaginary world where you don't grow old. You can live with the spirits forever. Anything that you think of will just automatically manifest. So while she thought she was playing a game of hide and seek, she was really gathering everything that the spirit needed to open the door.
Something that hurts.
Okay, that'll keep that in mind. Now, the things that the child had to gather were things that the chosen have to go through within this lifetime. Things like she had to get things that made her happy, something that she was afraid of. She had to be fearless and collect. So she collected a bunch of bugs. She had to do a bunch of different stuff. One thing in particular, she had to do something that hurt. So she was going to literally impale her hand for this spirit because it would really have hurt her. The child was.
You've been spending time with a new friend? He asked you to do something that hurt you.
It was part of the game.
Does that seem like a game a good friend would want to play?
Maybe we shouldn't play together anymore, Chauncey. Maybe we shouldn't be friends.
No.
So the child goes into the spirit realm. The door closes. As they're looking for the child, the neighbor again jogs her memory. And so she began to do all of the ritual that the child had done. Now, the key here is the child that went through had to have the spirit's help to open the door. When the Negro woman did it, she didn't need the spirit's help because she just did it by instinct. So like she had the list and she put it together, but her own energy opened that door, which is key to the whole movie, because it's showing you that the power was inside of her and those spirits knew how strong she was, even though she didn't know how strong she was.
Alice!
She's lost, but we're gonna find her.
Every culture has entities that tether to the young. We call them imaginary friends.
You are always playing with your imaginary friend. When the connection was severed, the entity becomes enraged.
So when the door opened, she went in, the older sister went in, and the neighbor from next door goes in. And as they go in, the older lady from next door had been doing so much research, just like the establishment, just like their scientists, just like their metaphysicians. They've been reading books. They've been getting all the information. They knew all the history about different cultures, what they call these spirits, how over here in America, they just say they're imaginary friends, but in other lands, they have specific names. These are spirits that attach themselves to children because, again, the children have that strong imagination. When you first incarnate, you're still wide open because you're coming from the spirit realm.
He says he's right behind you.
So it's normal for a spirit to want to attach to a kid versus adults are stuck in their ways.
Can I hang out with your imaginary friend?
He's not imaginary. He's not your friend.
They have been put in all these organized religions and taught that these are demons. These are monsters. Run from them. So the spirits ain't waste their time with adults. So she just knew that because she did the research and she talked to the spirit and the spirits had told her that she could get up in there, she was gonna live happily ever after in this Never Never Land. Honey, soon as she said it, one of the spirits turned into a monster, drug her in the room and killed the old lady. And of course, everybody in the theater was like, oh, they were so sad and upset. I was trying as hard as I could not to laugh because I knew what they were showing you. They're showing you that even though mankind has it all figured out, they know everything that's gonna happen. They know all of the history. They done stole all the artifacts. They got all the data, all the information. They done translated everything. They ain't getting nothing. And when they open these doors, these gateways, these spirits are going to destroy them. Why? Because it's not within their birthright. They're only using them to open stuff up so that they can get to the people that's in the divine bloodlines. The Negro mother was in the divine bloodline. And it ended up coming out in the movie where the spirit told her, we never even wanted that little girl. We only use her as bait to get you here. This is your destiny. You were never supposed to leave us. You were supposed to be here with us the whole time. And her father went in and got her out of there. When he went in and got his daughter out of there, he lost his mind and ended up in an insane asylum. and the daughter ended up in foster care. So basically what they're showing you again is that the American Negro was never supposed to be cut off from their magic. But because their parents bought into these religions, they bought into all this organized stuff, they took it away from the children. They stole the knowledge. And because they did that, they were cursed. That's why the father ended up losing his mind. And if you look with even within our families, like I've been sharing a lot of personal information about me and Asar. If you look in these families and you start doing the research, there are so many dysfunctional black families. It's just crazy. It's like insanity, mental illness, narcissism. All this stuff just runs wild in these communities because they're cursed. One of my daughters was telling me, she said, a lot of men around daddy's age and younger, a lot of them have mental illness. Because you got to remember, what did they do? They did the crack epidemic. And they put all the crack in the black neighborhoods. And these men are the products of these crack babies. They're just adults now. So that's the reason why a lot of them act crazy and they mentally ill. And that's what I believe they were showing you in the movie. He lost his mind. He didn't even know who his daughter was. And that's how I see this so much within our community. It's so much mental illness. It's just crazy. And it's destroying our families. And it's all because we refuse to go back to the ancient way. It was her birthright. Of course, the writers made it so that in the very end, she gets out and run off with the two little Caucasian girls. But in reality, if you want to have your divine destiny, you're going to have to go back to that ancient way. You're going to have to overstand, understand, and understand who you are. The American Negro is a very special group of people. That's the reason why you were always demonized, why they misclassified you, why they keep changing your name. While one minute you a Negro, then you an African American, then you're black, then you're colored. You all these different groups because they don't want you to identify with who you really are. And right now, the energies are coming back on the planet and they're starting to wake people up and they're starting to reach out and they're opening doors. A lot of these tombs that they've been going in and digging in and stealing artifacts and stuff have opened doors. So they're beginning to open doors and gateways to let all these ancient spirits in. And when they come in, they're going to be looking for specific bloodlines. It ain't for everybody. Like I said, her father lost his mind when he looked into that being's eyes. He lost his mind. He couldn't even process what he was seeing. She looked into the same being's eyes at the end and she did not lose her mind. She was still sane because she was special. And that's what a lot of you got to understand. You are chosen. And I was looking at that list and it was just amazing how so many things that child was told she had to do is exactly what the spirit was telling me I needed to do. Face my fears, walk alone, leave people alone, deal with hurt, deal with betrayal, all types of stuff. Everything that's been happening in your life, those of you who are chosen, is all divinely inspired. And it's leading up to a grand finale. And in the end, you're going to be endowed with more power than you can possibly imagine. Because you're going to have a whole legion of spirits there working with you, in you, and for you. And it's going to change the facet of this reality. That's what's about to happen. So everything, again, is divinely inspired. There is no coincidence that I was born to a family that cared nothing about me. It's no coincidence that I attracted a bunch of fake friends and government agents into groups and into organizations and into places that who all they did was set me up for betrayal. There's no coincidence that I married a man who lied from day one all the way to the end of our relationship, that thought he was throwing my whole life off course. All these things are all divinely inspired because that's what has to happen. In order for you to turn coal into a diamond, you have to put it under extreme pressure. That's the only way. So the people that you see with the perfect marriages, the people you see who come from the perfect homes, the people that you see with all this stuff that you guys think that you want, you don't understand. Them people ain't gonna get nothing. Half of them are nothing but NPCs. They're not even real. They're only in your life to throw you off course. The people who are gonna inherit everything is who? The meek. The people who had to suffer, the people who had to endure, the people who were lied on, talked about, cheated, belittled. Those are the ones who are going to have all the gifts and all of the abilities. So if you have not seen Imaginary, I highly recommend that you go and see the movie Imaginary. It is a really good metaphysical movie.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.